Ladies and gentlemen, the editor of the Illyria Weekly Gazette, Mr. Will Rogers, Jr.
Thank you. Well, it's getting to be that time of year. I suppose you're planning a real old-fashioned Christmas. Most folks around Illyria are. Old-fashioned. I keep wondering what my grandmother would say if she knew that most Christmas dinners have been in freezers for months now. But the modern housewife is not so much concerned with cooking them as she is with thawing them out.
Rogers of the Gazette, offering you again transcribed another heartwarming story of a country newspaper and its friendly editor, and starring Will Rogers, Jr.
I'm Doc Clements, a friend of Will's. Oh, there's no doubt about it. The pre-Christmas fever has hit Illyria. The Merchants Association's meeting tonight to plan what kind of decorations they'll have along Main Street. Of course, that doesn't concern me near as much as Will's annual Christmas party in the children's wing of the county hospital. The Gazette tosses a real party for those youngsters, with all sorts of entertainment from the community that Will lines up. And the finest food you can imagine, all home-cooked right here in Illyria. Everybody sings carols, and those kids have a wonderful time. No need saying, I guess, that the highlight of the evening is Santa's arrival with toys and fruit for every child. Of course, Will masterminds the whole thing, works the hardest and all that. But that Santa Claus always steals the show. He's jolly and fat and... Hey, that reminds me. I'll have to have that red suit let out.
If you don't bend to it, Will, it'll blow you clean off the street.
Oh, hi, Arlo. Yeah, you're right. Fella needs ground grippers just to keep from walking backwards.
This wind goes right through me. I keep meaning to go south in the winter, and I get busy and forget all about it.
Well, if you just quit bucking this wind and give in to it, it'll blow you south in no time.
Looks like we're the only two fools out in this.
Yeah, and I'm going to correct half of that right now. Can I count on your hardware trucks to pick up the toys again this year?
Oh, sure you can, Will. Just give me a little warning.
Fine. Well, see you later.
Tonight, huh?
What do you mean?
The Merchants Association meeting to vote on the Christmas decorations.
Sure.
In the Pioneer Room at the hotel, 8 o'clock sharp.
I remember, Arlo. Goodbye.
I'm not going through another one of these winters. By George, next year I am going south.
Oh, Will! Did you have to open that door? I've chased papers all over the office all day.
Next time I'll use the keyhole.
I just finished picking up after Arlo Post blew in here.
Here, I'll help you.
Now I know what they mean when they refer to an ill wind. This one sure makes me sick.
Yeah, you're in pretty good form, Maggie. You want to write this week's editorial?
Well, if I may make so bold, it wouldn't hurt if someone wrote it. The last day or so, I've been wondering if you still worked here.
Well, Maggie. Ah, you know it's this way every year. Planning this party, lining up what everyone's to do. Takes a lot of time.
Take your coat off. You'll get cold when you go out in the wind again.
I don't know. It seems sort of windy in here, too, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm sorry, Will, but when the wind blows, so do I.
I don't blame you. Well, we better anchor those loose papers before someone else with no imagination uses the door instead of the keyhole.
There. That ought to do it. No, I didn't think of that before.
Well, I got to get up to Hazel Burroughs and talk about the program for the party.
What's there to talk about? It's the same program every year.
Yeah, I know, but Hazel feels better if we talk about it each time.
What night are you having it this year?
I'm not sure of that either. Going out to the hospital tomorrow and talk to Miss Moran about that.
Well, if you're going to Hazel now and out to the hospital tomorrow, when are you going to write your editorial?
Tonight, I guess.
Tonight's the Merchants Association meeting. That's what Arlo stopped by to remind you. He said they were going to vote on the Christmas decorations for Main Street.
Yeah, sure they are. They vote every year, and every year they put up the same decorations.
Where have you stayed? Look what the wind blew.
go in, I'll scream.
Hi, Laverne.
Well, you sure cut down on conversation openers when you say that, Laverne.
That's all I've heard at the shop all day. We've had wind around here before. It seems to me we could all be a little more original. Oh, here, Will. I was coming this way, so I brought my ad over. Oh,
thanks very much. Still plugging those Italian haircuts, are you?
Of course. They're very chic, you know.
They're very something.
I love yours, Laverne. I wish I could make up my mind to have one.
Oh, you'd be stunning with one, Maggie. Why, with the lovely texture of your hair and the body to it, it'd be perfect for you.
I'm thinking about it. I really am.
Well, if you are, you'd better make an appointment soon. That's what my ad's about. Well, some of my operators are already booked up through Christmas Eve.
Now, Laverne, what gets into you women? First you let your hair grow about 50 pounds worth and pile it up on top of your head so you look 8 feet tall, and then you turn around and chop it down to nothing but a few wisps here and there.
That, Will, is called fashion. Change is exhilarating. It's challenging and stimulating.
And it makes money for beauty operators, huh?
So they buy ads from newspaper men, so everyone's happy.
Except the newspaper men who have to look at the women with their heads practically shaved.
Will, you're just set in your ways. That surprises me a little about you, because you're always advocating changes in the Gazette. Always urging improvements.
Now you're getting there. Always urging improvements, yes. But all changes aren't improvements. And I do mean women's hairstyles.
Maggie, you'd better help me work on this guy.
Oh, I was just thinking. If Will feels as strongly as he says he does about these haircuts...
That's my girl, Maggie.
Then you can put me down for the first open appointment.
Come in, Will, before you catch your death.
Thanks, Hazel.
Oh, the chill goes right through you, doesn't it? Take off your things. I've got a fire going in the parlor and some coffee on the table.
Sounds good, Hazel. Well, now then, by golly, it's windier than I thought. Look at your hair.
What about my hair?
Well, it's all blown crazy. It sticks all around. Look in the mirror.
I don't have to look in the mirror. If you must know, I paid $3.50 to get my hair blown this way at Laverne Beheimer's New Look Beauty Shoppy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hazel.
Well, I'm beginning to be myself. Now, come on in and warm yourself and put some coffee in your mouth so you won't say anything else about my hairdo.
What does Harry think of it?
Hasn't said a word. Can't tell whether he's struck dumb or just isn't speaking to me. Sit down, Will.
Thanks.
Now, help yourself if you take cream or sugar.
Black's fine, Hazel.
Well, I've been giving the Christmas program a lot of thought, Will. Oh, you've arranged for the toy pickup, I suppose.
Yeah. I saw Arlo post this afternoon. Now, as soon as we decide on the day, why, he said we could use his trucks.
Well, the reason I asked, Emery Locke was over last night. Wondered if you still planned on the volunteer firemen repairing the toys and painting them up like new and all.
I'll have to give Emery a call. Yeah, sure, we're planning on them, just like we always do.
Well, I know Doc to be the Santa Claus again, because I get the honor of letting out the seams in that red suit of his again this year.
Maybe Doc's trying to use too many pillows.
What pillows? All that soft padding belongs to the good doctor himself. If it's pillows, it's his own flesh and blood. It's a good thing he doesn't make no show about coming down a chimney.
I guess it is at that.
Well, now about the program. I thought I'd play the piano, of course. Jingle Bells to start off with, and Santa Claus is coming to town, and Roscoe the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That way we'd save
Rudolph.
The carols. What's that?
It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh.
I don't think it's very important.
Let's see now. Where were we? Oh, Jingle Bells, and Santa Claus is coming to town, and what's his name, the red-nosed, you know what?
All those are your piano solos, huh?
Uh-huh. And after that, I'll recite 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
And after that, John and Sam and Emery will appear in their bathrobes with their heads tied up in towels and sing We Three Kings of Orient Are.
That's right. And let's put a pin right there, Will.
Right where?
In John's bathrobe. Or else give him a new one. I noticed last year, somewhere between Moor and Mountain and Field and Fountain, John had a hole in the back of his.
I'll give him an early Christmas present.
Good. Then, I guess the rest of the program is just about the same as last year's. Unless you have some suggestions.
No. I thought last year's was just fine, Hazel. All thanks to you.
Oh, you know I just love doing it, Will. Not having any of my own, I'd just like to be near youngsters at Christmas. And those sweet little souls at the hospital, Well, it just makes me happy to be with them, that's all.
I know it does, Hazel.
It's just like those green trees all lighted up along Main Street, Will. It all makes Christmas for me.
I know just how you feel. doing, Maggie?
Hello, Will.
Oh, hi, Doc. Didn't see you over there. Come by to pass the time of day, did you?
This is a professional call.
You sick, Maggie?
Not me.
I came by to examine your head, Will.
My head?
Now, Doc, he may have a good excuse.
He better have.
Me? Excuse for what?
For why you weren't at the Merchants Association meeting last night.
All that. Well, I could say I forgot all about it. But to tell you the truth...
That's what we want to hear.
Okay. It was so blame cold and windy, and the house just felt so nice and warm when I got home to dinner, I just plain decided to stay at home, and I did.
I wish you'd lied and said you forgot about it.
That wouldn't have solved much, Maggie. Well, Mr. Rogers, I sure hope you enjoyed your comforts last evening.
Oh, I did some work, too. Wrote my editorial, Maggie.
Keen.
Well, what is this? What happened last night that was my fault?
Tell me this first, Will. What kind of Christmas trees are you partial to?
Well, you mean pine or fir or spruce?
I mean, do you like green trees or white trees or blue trees or what?
Oh, I'm a green tree man myself, all the way.
Then it's most likely that if you had bothered to attend the meeting last night, you would have voted with the green tree crowd.
The straight ticket.
Well, bully, who's on a tiger for you? Because you're the man who just cost Elyria its green Christmas trees this year.
You mean they're not going to have green trees on Main Street like they always do?
They are not. By one single solitary irresponsible vote, the green tree crowd lost out to Laverne Beheimer and the Lunatic Fringe.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. All along Main Street. Pastel-colored Christmas trees.
You're listening to Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr. We'll return to our story in just a moment, but first, whether you have given blood before or intend to and never have, consider these facts. Today, we can stockpile precious blood plasma against future emergencies. With the fighting ended, the priceless chance is ours to store up blood supplies against emergencies of war and peace that give no advance warning. Call your local Red Cross or hospital blood bank for an appointment to keep America prepared. And now we continue with the second act of Rogers of the Gazette.
Now, try to control yourself, Arlo, and just tell me quietly how it happened.
Well, I don't like to relive the scene much, but I guess you got a right to know. May I say first that 39 of the 40 members of the Merchants Association saw fit to attend the meeting.
I'm the worst kind of a bum. I've already admitted it. But believe me, I never had any idea there was a resistance movement on against green trees, or I'd have been there.
Well, I don't think any of us suspected it. Laverne and some of those ladies ready-to-wear girls apparently have been working underground, silent as termites for some time.
Well, did they come right out and say they were for pastel Christmas trees?
No, they were much too clever for that. They let the green tree boys make the motion that we use the same old decorations. Then when it came to a vote, the 15 of them rose as one and voted it down. Now, you see, well, if you'd have been there, we'd have had one more green tree vote. And that would have meant a tie. And as president, I'd have broke the tie.
And you're a green tree man.
Till the day I die.
Well, there's no two ways about it. I'm the meanest man in town.
A lot of folks think so, Will. A lot more of them are going to. Long about the time Laverne, the girls start putting up blue, pink, and yellow trees.
How'd you settle on the colors?
Who settled? It isn't as if it was put to a vote. Not a clean-cut vote, anyway. You see, we was all still on the ropes from the defeat for the old decorations when someone got up and nominated Laverne as head of the new decorations committee.
Oh, I see. And she appointed her own committee, I suppose.
That's been the custom, and the next thing we knew, they'd put their heads together over in the corner. And just before we adjourned, she announced the committee report. I think I'd have struck her, save for the fact that she's a woman.
They didn't make any slip-ups. I mean, the vote's legal, and nothing can be done to change it.
Nothing can be done. Come to think of it, you're the one that ought to be struck.
Well, I'm open for it, I guess.
Oh, I'm joshing, more or less. Not that I wouldn't like to flail away at you if it'd do any good, but I tell you, Will, there was a lot of strong talk against you last night. Oh, providing you weren't sick or something.
No, I wasn't sick last night. But I feel pretty sick today, every time I think of those pastel trees along Main Street.
Well, how about me? I feel like a traitor to my own cause. Being the only paint store in town, I'm the one that has to sell them that pastel paint.
No, he still isn't here, Sam, but I'll tell him you called. Well, I don't know exactly when he'll get back to you. He's had quite a few calls. I know. I know all about it. All right, Sam, I'll tell him. Oh, poor Will.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Any calls while I was at Arlo's?
14 by actual count.
My colleagues of the Merchants Association.
Just the green tree contingent.
Any threats on my life?
Just one, from Sam. He said he wouldn't trust himself to shave you for a while, and intimated you'd better get your hair cuts from Laverne Beheimer.
Well, I guess I had that coming.
Darn it. I wish I could do something to help you.
That's nice of you, Maggie. But unless you have any way of turning back the clocks of yesterday so I could go to that meeting last night, there isn't much way you can help me.
Well, everyone's acting like they'd never made a mistake in their lives. They're all so self-righteous because they went out to a meeting on a cold night and you didn't.
Oh, I can't really blame them, Maggie. I'm darn sure I'd have felt pretty self-righteous myself if I'd have gone out last night.
Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Hazel.
Will? I don't know what to say to you.
Now, don't be choosy, Hazel. Just say anything. Everybody else has.
Well, I don't mind telling you. I had to hear it from a lot of people before I'd believe it.
A lot of people are talking about it, are they?
Oh, my. It's all over town. Folks huddled in little groups, talking of nothing else in the wide world but pastel Christmas trees. Why, even Harry knows about it. And he's always the last person in town to know anything. You know that.
Well, talking isn't going to do any good. Don't they know that?
Apparently not. Of course, I say there's no sense mushing around in spilt milk. The thing is, what can we do about it? Besides, spit right in Laverne Beheimer's eye.
Fair sampling of public opinion might indicate that it's my eye you should aim for.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I've heard talk of stringing you up to the highest, pinkest branch of the tallest Christmas tree. But I say Laverne ought to have better sense, and I'm on my way to her shoppy to give her a good talking to. Get her to calm down this hair.
Well, I hope you do some good, Hazel. I wish I could think of something to do.
To tell you the truth, Will, you'd better come up with some good, bright idea because some folks are mumbling around about not supporting the Gazette's Christmas party for those children, all on account of your neglect last night.
Now, that's the end, the very end of all the spiteful...
No, easy does it, Maggie. But they're not thinking straight on that, Hazel. Well, they'd get back at me, all right, but surely they wouldn't want to disappoint those kids at the hospital.
I can't believe they would, Will. I'd swear they wouldn't. But then, as recent as yesterday, I'd have swore I'd never see Easter egg-colored Christmas trees grace on Main Street.
You come down to the children's wing with me?
No. I'll find Miss Moran in her office and talk to her there. I kind of doubt if I could make it down to see the kids today.
Well, they always ask about you, especially this time of year.
Yeah, well, tell them hello for me. Tell them I'll see them later on. I don't think I can face the kids just yet, Doc.
Well, what'll I do? I mean, a lot of them will probably have their letters to Santa Claus all written. In the past, I've always told them I'd mail the letters for them.
Yeah, you can take their letters, Doc. Those kids are going to have a Christmas party if I have to play Rudolph the Blue-Nosed Reindeer myself.
All right. I'll stop back for you, son.
Hello, Miss Moran.
Why, Mr. Rogers, how nice to see you. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
The children have been asking for you. Want to go down and see them now or after we've finished our little talk?
Oh, well, I'm in sort of a hurry today, Miss Moran. I'll get out to see them real soon.
I hope so. You'll never know what you do for them, Mr. Rogers. They look forward to that Christmas party the whole year long.
Yeah, well, so do I, as a matter of fact. You got a full list of them, I suppose.
Here we are. Their names and ages. And I've noted a few small little things they not ask for, but I know will please them.
That's good. Do you think early Christmas Eve is as good a time as any for the party?
I think that's perfect. Now, if there's anything I can do, I hope you'll let me know.
Oh, I will, thanks. And if you get any ideas, you just give me a call.
I could use a hand with decorations, just anything. I'd like it if the place didn't look so much like a hospital, at least on Christmas Eve.
Oh, don't worry about the decorations, Miss Moran. There's every chance there's going to be an excess of Christmas decorations in Elyria this year.
Wonderful. We'll welcome anything.
You ready, Will?
Hi, Miss Moran.
Hello, Dr. Clements. Or should I say Santa Claus?
Yeah, go ahead. Call me Santa Claus. Because the way things are going, you might not recognize me as Santa Claus come the party.
Oh, why is that?
Oh, hasn't Will told you? In keeping with the modern conception of Christmas, I stand to show up here in an orchid space suit sporting one of them Italian haircuts.
Oh, Doc, lay off, will you?
Maggie?
Oh, hi, Laverne. Oh, she's off somewhere, the post office or somewhere like that.
Oh, I'm sorry to miss her. Most of the men are turning this over to the women in their places of business. Have you supposed you'd want Maggie to take care of it for you?
Take care of what?
Well, here, I'll show you. There we are. Now, here are the plans for street decorations, just roughly designated, of course. But as you see, this is Main Street along here.
Mm-hmm.
And as it works out, there'll be a tree in front of each place of business.
I see.
Now, we're going to paint the trees tomorrow night. What shade would you like?
I get a choice?
Well, as nearly as possible, so long as all the colors blend. We're trying to be fair and give each proprietor his choice.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'll take green.
Chartreuse?
No, just plain old green tree green.
Now, Will, that's old hat. We decided at the meeting.
Well, yeah, that's my choice. That's it.
Oh, you men, I get this everywhere I stop. Now, you do have a choice. In the greens, there's chartreuse and lime. Then you may have ice blue or robin egg blue, burnt orange, which is stunning.
It's all stunning.
Butter yellow, cerise, and shocking pink.
These are Christmas trees you're talking about.
Don't be facetious.
What color's that?
On you, it's sort of an ash gray.
Now, you're going to have ornaments on these trees, or is that old hat, too?
Oh, the ornaments, Will. Now, they are really spectacular. Charcoal gray and stove black.
Oh, Laverne, for heaven's sake.
It's usually at this point in the discussion that the men in the business turn it over to a woman to make the choice. Now, if Maggie were here,
She'd punch you right in the nose.
I'm not going to take much more of this abuse, Will. After all, I represent the party in power at the moment. That vote the other night was duly taken, you know.
I know it was. And in case I forget it, a lot of people are quick to remind me. Laverne, now, does it mean anything to you at all that about 95% of Elyria wants regulation Christmas trees with regulation Christmas ornaments on them?
You should have thought of that the other night and showed up at the meeting.
You're right. I should have. But I'm going to make up for it somehow. Laverne, you just can't do this to Christmas.
You just try and stop me.
Tell you, Arlo, I don't mind taking my own medicine, but I sure hate to have the whole town have to swallow it, too.
I guess you sampled a little public opinion, Will.
Talk to everybody who'll speak to me. And nobody, except Laverne and what Doc calls the lunatic fringe, want these preposterous Christmas decorations.
Well, Christmas should be more she-she.
What?
Well, that's what Laverne said when she was in here this morning.
Sounds like a bad song title. I'm dreaming of a she-she Christmas. Well, now, that's one thing. She can't change the old traditional Christmas music much. Or isn't she going to have those loudspeakers rigged up on Main Street?
Well, yeah, she's already arranged for that. Les over at the music store was in a while back. He told me she was coming back later to pick out the rest of the music.
The rest of it?
Well, she's only settled on one song so far. Something called Santa Baby.
Oh, look, Arlo. Something's got to be done about this.
Well, I'm thinking of doing something.
Like what?
I keep meaning to go south in the winter. It looks like this is the year.
Thought you were serious.
I am. I'm thinking about it real serious. And I'm not alone, either. Several of us checked with the railroad, found that we can make good connections in the city with the southbound limited.
You mean you're going to run out?
Well, some of us look on it more like we were being run out, Will.
No one likes to leave their homes at Christmas time, not to mention closing down businesses and losing revenue, but there's a limit to what some of us will take. And a pastel Christmas tree with stove-black ornaments is mighty near the limit.
Well, I can't blame you. And I don't suppose I can stop you any more than I can stop Laverne.
Well, what color tree are you going to have perched in front of the Gazette office?
I never settle that. And of the choice of color she gave me, it was... Say, tell me this, Arlo. Now, you're a paint man. Where did she come up with that bunch of colors?
Well, perfectly good colors, all right. They're not too Christmassy. But there's nothing wrong with most of those colors put in their proper place.
Oh, well, maybe not, but... Their proper place. Say, Arlo, has Laverne bought that paint yet?
No, said she meant to do that later today. She wants to talk to me about spray guns, she said, and how to mix the colors proper and all that sort of thing. Will, you got an idea?
I've got a first-class idea.
Will, just lovely.
Oh, I don't know, Laverne. It looks more she-she to me than anything else.
All right, it's she-she.
Well, now this blue one's finished. Where else do you need me?
Oh, let's see now. Doc's done one in peach. Maggie and Hazel Burroughs are working on a pale pink one. Oh, here. I guess you can help Arlo and Sam.
Yeah, what color paint are they using?
Butter yellow.
Oh, I like that. Oh,
you never cease to amaze me, Will. When I described these colors to you yesterday, you said some terrible things.
Yeah, but that's when you were talking about using this paint on Christmas trees.
Well, maybe it does look better on the walls of these hospital rooms.
I think so.
I still think you were pretty sneaky to buy Arlo's stock of pastel paint so I couldn't use them on the trees.
I was a positive cad about it.
Oh, how wonderful this room looks.
You like it, Miss Moran?
I love it. Every room I look at is the most beautiful color I ever saw.
Well, this room isn't too bad, Will. Of course, that peach job I just applied across the hall is really the class of the children's wing.
Well, I've said all along that as a doctor, you'd make a good painter.
Ho, ho, that's rich.
I don't know how we'll ever thank you. When I asked for help on decorating the children's rooms, I really meant Christmas decorations, you know. But now they'll enjoy these soft pastel walls the year round.
Yes, and Main Street will have its traditional green trees for the Christmas season. You won't mind so much, will you, Laverne?
Not after putting this paint to such good use, Doc. I guess we can thank Will for both decorating jobs.
No, you're the one to thank, Laverne. Why, I might never have thought of painting the children's wing if you hadn't planned your wild color scheme for Main Street. You practically drove me to it.
You have just heard Rogers of the Gazette, starring Mr. Will Rogers, Jr., with Parley Bear as Doc Clemens and Georgia Ellis as Maggie Button. Our story was written by Kathleen Height and produced and transcribed by Norman MacDonald. Featured in the cast were Jeanette Nolan, Howard McNair, Elaine Williams, and Virginia Gregg. The special music for Rogers of the Gazette was composed by Renee Garagank and conducted by Wilbur Hatch.
CBS, CBS. CBS Radio's gonna follow you, the radio that's best. Praise, oh, praise, oh, praise that CBS Radio.
Tomorrow night, Ray Milland stars on Meet Mr. McNutley on most of these same stations. Professor Ray's explosive encounter with a pretty French exchange student calls for ooh-la-las aplenty tomorrow night. This is Roy Rowan speaking. Thursday nights, Marlena Dietrich stars in Time for Love on the CBS Radio Network.